This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, the media now is complaining that Trump is not calling on them and therefore preventing real questions from being asked. In fact, Matthew Dowd, the conservative at ABC News, said that Trump is shutting down the First Amendment by not calling on them. Meanwhile, I don't recall them ever doing that during the Obama administration when Obama always picked the AP and the New York Times and the Washington Post. Got it? But they're complaining because they are now getting called out, basically, okay? Today I had an interesting deal go on, and I don't know if you listened to the last hour of the show. I talked a little bit about it, but I went today to get my hair cut at the local barbershop where I go. And it's one of those old fashioned barbershops where you gotta go, you gotta wait your turn, and then you know whoever's next. And if you get up and you leave, you lose your turn. So you gotta hang out there. So it was funny because I'm sitting there. And I have my copy of the Wall Street Journal with me because I was, of course, doing show prep. You know, it was this morning. And I'm reading the Wall Street Journal, and there was right in front of me the young lady that cuts my hair is cutting the hair of this gay guy, and they got the TV on, and Trump comes on, and they both are aghast as they show Trump on TV in one of the local. One of the local stations. And all of a sudden, they were just aghast. And as I saw it, I started laughing. I mean, I just burst out laughing. And this guy looks at me and then sees I'm reading the Wall Street Journal instead of Out Magazine or The Advocate or hell, the New York Times. So he looks at me and he gives me a dirty look. And I didn't even say anything. I just started laughing because it was funny. And then there was another gentleman at the barbershop. I started talking about how, we're living in a really scary time. And I said to him, "What are you talking about?" "Well, it's never been like this." You know, I thought about it all day. Now, Friday will mark a month of Donald Trump as president. Okay? In just over 3 weeks, the media and the left have trotted out a parade of horribleness. They have distributed and retracted stories at breakneck speed. But the simple truth, the simple, honest truth, is that Donald Trump has not affected your life in any way whatsoever. And those of you that are spending your time protesting him are the epitome of the privilege you rail against and are divorced from reality. In the past 3 weeks, your health care has not gone away. Your taxes have not gone up or down. Your children's education has not improved or declined in quality. You are no more or less safe. Not a single thing has changed from 3 weeks ago, except the outrage. And the outrage machine is full of overly privileged people who will not go to jail for protesting the man they would have you believe is a ruthless authoritarian. Not only that, they are so privileged that many of them are being given time off from work to school or school to protest. Some of them are even making money to protest. Now, most Americans are raising families, going to work, going to church, and trying to get by. They're not thinking about politics 24/7 like myself. The people who are thinking about politics 24/7 are the most white privileged of all privileged people, even if they aren't white. They are taking advantage of the system that lets them protest, press grievances, and whine all the time over something that has not affected them in any way at all. I can't think of anything more privileged than that. They don't even have to work. They can professionally organize and march in the streets. In the real world, people are getting up this morning, they're getting their children off to school, they're going to work, they're focusing on the week ahead. Donald Trump has not affected them. No part of their day has been changed by him except when they turn on the television and see some rich Hollywood celebrity complain about how rotten things have suddenly gotten. Americans in the real world have seen neither an uptick nor a downturn in their lives or their livelihoods. In fact, the only area that has seen a decline is in sports and entertainment, where, of course, politics has encroached to an absurd degree as leftists try to ruin everybody's fun. So if you really do think Donald Trump has in some way made your life measurably or immeasurably worse in the past 3 weeks, you might need to check your privilege. The rest of us are too busy with the real world to notice. So shut up and join the real world. Get a job. Go back to school. And ladies, please shave. I mean, really. You haven't been affected at all. So stop with the faux outrage of how your lives now are so miserable. Nothing's changed for you. Absolutely nothing. Stop. Okay? Seriously, stop. There's a new poll out by Gallup. It says that majority of Americans say Trump is a strong leader who keeps his promises. This was released yesterday. It shows that most Americans view Trump as a strong leader, but even more of them believe he's a president who keeps his promises. According to those polled, 62% believe that Trump keeps his promises, and moreover, 59% believe he is a strong and decisive leader. Most surprisingly, over half of Americans believe Trump can bring about the changes this country needs at 53%. Look, I think that secretly there are much more people that support the president, frankly. Because, look, if deep down inside, if you're an American and you love this country, come on. You want your president to do well. Huh? Think about it. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I had hoped when Obama became president that things would be okay. Didn't happen. I didn't freak out. We'll be right back.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your heart. Edward Woodson Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know. We all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So today, President Trump had a press conference with Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. And the media was, instead of, you know, concentrating on the issues, they were concentrating on the fact that Donald Trump didn't call on them and that he's calling on conservative media. And that is preventing the media from asking him real questions. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. This is, who's this? Oh, Peter Alexander today on MSNBC commenting on the press conference today at the White House. I want you to listen to this.
Quick progress is urgently needed.
Stick around if you can. Again, we expect to see President Trump and the Prime Minister in the Oval Office a short time from now. When that happens, we'll go there. Peter, let me come back to you for a moment because some other news out of that news conference. Donald Trump, as well as his associates, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, pushing back hard on this New York Times story today. We heard from the president there basically blame all of us to a certain extent for the fallout with regards to General Michael Flynn.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. What was striking, and I know this is sort of atmospherics, but it does matter in terms of substance, which is important, as even Prime Minister Netanyahu said today, is that President Trump again called on a series of more conservative-leaning news organizations, which didn't allow for any real questions trying to zero in on this issue.
Oh, no! He didn't call on us. He called on conservative media. I don't recall the media ever concerned in the last 8 years about how conservative media wasn't called upon. Listen.
Of Mike Flynn, the now former national security advisor. What is notable is that Donald Trump has said in some earlier tweets, but now he said publicly, he blamed basically leaks that he has called criminal acts. He said this was an effort to sort of distract from Hillary Clinton's terrible loss. And more broadly, he said this was all the result of fake news that Mike Flynn, a wonderful man, has been treated very unfairly. The question I'd like to ask, among others, is if this was fake news, then why, Mr. President, did you fire him? Would be one question. What was the basis for that, but also not exclusively that question, but the fact that from the time the Department of Justice, then Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, about 15 days before Mike Pence was alerted to it, and more than that period of time, from January 26 until just a couple days ago, that you kept Mike Flynn as your national security advisor, Mr. President. He was involved in all the conversations, all the meetings, the presidential daily briefings, even was sent out to the briefing room to announce the position toward Iran, basically putting them on notice. Why, given the concerns about having been misled that you had been told about, did you keep him for that period of time? We didn't get an answer to those questions, and in many ways, it's unclear whether we will at any time soon get those answers from the president.
Our justice correspondent, Pete Williams, is...
Ooh, the justice correspondent, Pete Williams. Here's my question. How come you're not asking about who leaked and whether it was illegal to leak? Because clearly it was illegal to leak. This is becoming an Orwellian. It's really stunning how the media, the media has so been exposed throughout this process of just being an arm of the Democrat Party, and as an arm of the Obama administration. Because make no mistake about it, there is a shadow government in place. The former administration, and it's important to understand and to follow the bouncing ball and connect the dots to what's going on. And I want everybody to understand what's happening here. Okay? We have unelected, faceless bureaucrats now actively engaged in putting out false narratives and in trying to disrupt the administration. And in fact, one of the things that I will agree with Pete Williams on is the fact that I don't know why he fired Mike Flynn. I wouldn't have fired him. But here's, I want to play this for you. Here's Matthew Dowd. Okay, listen to what he said. He said that shutting down, that Trump calling on conservative journalists is shutting down the First Amendment. I want you to listen to this. This is with George Stephanopoulos today. ABC News, special report. President Trump holds a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The White House has a strategy here with these press conferences, and they probably don't mind the fact that the mainstream press is shouting about it, but how long can that last?
Well, I was struck by when you look at this, this is two democracies, two important democracies in the world, and basically the President of the United States is shutting down part of the First Amendment by not taking questions that are going to be anyway antagonistic in this. I think he thinks relying on his Twitter feed and sending it out to the millions of people that subscribe to it and then dealing with very cozy press in this is going to be the way to get through it. He's bunkered down in this. But
isn't that what Obama did? Correct me if I'm wrong. Because as I recall, isn't that exactly what Obama did? That's what he did, right? I mean, it's amazing the selective memory of the media. Because you remember you had Mr. Obama constantly talking about how Fox News was fake news. And I don't recall him really calling on Fox News all that much. No, he called on those journalists that were favorable to him and gave him favorable coverage. That's what administrations do. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, you wonder, where are all these leaks coming from? Are they coming from the White House? Are they coming from people within the intelligence community? Or are they coming from Obama's own shadow presidency? Because, make no mistake about it, former President Obama, and I mean former, because apparently Obama didn't get the memo that he's not president anymore. Former President Barack Hussein Obama is waging a war against the Trump administration through his generously funded agitation outfit, Organizing for Action. Paul Sperry writes in the New York Post, Obama has an army of agitators, numbering more than 30,000, who will fight his Republican successor at every turn of his historic presidency. And Obama will command them from a bunker less than 2 miles from the White House. In what's shaping up to be a highly unusual post-presidency, Obama isn't just staying behind in Washington. He's working behind the scenes to set up what will effectively be a shadow government to not only protect his threatened legacy, but to sabotage the incoming administration and its popular America First agenda. Now, what is Organizing for Action, you ask? It is a less violent version of Mussolini's black shirts and Hitler's brown shirts, or of the government-supported goon squads that Venezuela's Hugo Chavez and Cuba's Castro brothers used to harass and intimidate their domestic opponents. Organizing for Action isn't, strictly speaking, a new group. After the 2008 election, the group, then known as Organizing for America, was a phony grassroots campaign run by the Democrat National Committee that sought to replicate the community organizing techniques Obama learned from the teaching of his fellow Chicagoan, Saul Alinsky. Organizing for Action was created in large part because the White House could not legally use the 13 million email addresses that the Obama campaign compiled in 2008. Former U.S. Representative Bob Edgar, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, sounded the alarm about Organizing for Action in 2013, suggesting the group was dangerous to democracy. If President Obama is serious about his oft-expressed desire to rein in big money in politics, he should shut down Organizing for Action and disavow any plan to schedule regular meetings with its major donors, he said as president of the left-wing group Common Cause. Access to the president should never be for sale. With its reported promise of quarterly presidential meetings for donors and bundlers who raise $500,000 or more, Organizing for Action apparently intends to extend and deepen the pay-to-play Washington culture that Barack Obama came to promises pledging to end. The White House suggestion this week that this group will somehow be independent is laughable. As Front Page has reported, frontpagemag.com, Obama has rented a $5.3 million, 8,200 square foot walled mansion in Washington's Embassy Row that he is using to command his community organizing cadres. Michelle Obama will join the former president there as well, as the Obama Foundation. To stay on track, Obama wants his former Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, to win the chairmanship of the DNC in a party election later this month. It's time to organize and fight, said Perez, who appears to be gaining on frontrunner and jihadist Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat from Minnesota. We must stand up to protect President Obama's accomplishments, adding, we're going to build the strongest grassroots organizing force this country has ever seen. Now, understand something. No president has ever done this before. Think about it. He's going to stick around the nation's capital to undermine his successor. I mean, even failed self-righteous presidents like Jimmy Carter, who in the past took shots at his successors, didn't stay behind in Washington to obstruct and disrupt the new administration. On its website, the group claims that there are 5 million Americans who have taken action with Organizing for Action, and that those individuals are part of a long line of people who stand up and take on the big fights for social justice, basic fairness, equal rights, and expanding opportunity. I love when liberals talk in platitudes like that. Like, because who doesn't want to fight for social justice, basic fairness, and equal rights, and expanding opportunity? Among its key issues are turning up the heat on climate change deniers, comprehensive immigration reform, which of course includes mass amnesty, telling the stories of the millions who are seeking the life-saving benefits of Obamacare, fighting for a woman's health, which is a basic right, and redistributing wealth from those who earned it to those who didn't. Got it? By the way, Organizing for Action is drowning in money. By the end of 2014, Organizing for Action, which was formally incorporated only the year before, had taken in $40.4 million. Okay? $26 million of which was raised in 2014, according to the organization's IRS filings. And by the way, if you didn't already know this, or if you haven't guessed this, Organizing for Action's biggest donors are members of the George Soros-funded Democracy Alliance. Okay? Yeah. Exactly. These people are not going to go away. And understand something. When you see these riots, these organizations, these protests that all of a sudden just spring out of nowhere, they're highly organized. They are funded by Organizing for Action. All right? So don't expect these people to go away anytime soon. You're going to get more rioting, more violent attacks on Trump supporters. You are going to have more and more and more and more of this disruption. Because this is what Obama has planned. There's a reason why he's not going anywhere. And again, as I said so many times before, inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out, without question. And everyone, again, everyone should be outraged that this is going on. Really. Again, no matter what your political stripe is or what you believe, the fact that this is happening should be alarming to you. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Again, let me remind everyone that Friday, this Friday, will be exactly 1 month that we're into this new administration. Okay? 1 month. And we've already heard calls for impeachment. 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 And this is why, and I'm laughing because it's just, it's ludicrous. But these people are serious. They really believe this. The people on the left believe this. And this is why I think the Democrat Party is doomed. And if you think about it, they have no future. They've lost so many races now from the presidency on down to state and local municipalities and races and governorships and state houses. Democrats only control now four states, literally, where they, and when I mean control, I mean where they have the governorships and the state legislatures. Both houses of the state legislatures, okay? Four states. And I want to play two sound bites for you that illustrate this point. One is Al Sharpton, okay? I want you to listen to Al Sharpton today. Listen to what he said, okay?
It's like there is real trouble in the White House. This whole question around the forced resignation, and I emphasize forced resignation, of the National Security Advisor Flynn, General Flynn, seems to really be something that could be a serious threat to the presidency of Donald Trump. From the beginning, there have been those that have observed his softness at best with Vladimir Putin, his connection to Russia. But let's not forget, central to this is the intelligence report that they tried to interfere and have direct influence on an American election. Our concern.
Well, let me stop that right there. Again, even the FBI, said, well, there's no proof of this. No one's offered any proof of this. That there was any collusion, that the Russians did anything. I mean, how long are we going to talk about this stupid story? Really? But here's the best part. Listen.
Our concern should be that any time a foreign government, particularly a combative one, can influence our election and have direct contact and some talks of negotiation with a one in that administration, we need to be clear that is a real threat and that we ought to dig deep until we hit dirt here and find out what's going on so that the American public won't be trumped.
Won't be trumped. Good one, Rev. So you think we'll have enough to impeach?
Here we go.
Well, you should begin. Don't get excited yet. Just begin.
Don't tell them that, Reverend. Because the beginning of this is
that if there was dialogue and negotiations with the Russians, which is clearly against the law and clearly an act that...
Let me just stop there. It's not against the law. It's like, he's just pulling this out of his ass.
If the president knew while it was going on and did not stop it or in some way authorize it, that can be impeachable. So it's going to come down to what he knew and when did he know it, because it is clear that it was done by Flynn and possibly others. What many of us are wondering is how could they do this without the knowledge of the president, if not the tacit support. That is where you get into where you can start getting excited and start doing high fives with Bill Bellamy.
All right. Thanks, Rev.
All right. Thanks, Rev. It's just amazing. Honestly. They're openly talking about impeachment here. We're talking about literally, we're not even a month into this. Imagine if during the first month of Barack Obama's presidency, you had people calling for the impeachment of Barack Obama. Think about the reaction and what would transpire. It's amazing. But look, here, one more thing. I have to play this. This is Representative John Conyers, a Democrat out of Michigan. This is sad, honestly. I saw this and I was sad. He's, just so you know, he's reading a prepared statement, okay, about this whole Flynn deal. And he struggles to literally speak English and reading from a prepared statement. I want you to listen to this. This is your Democrat Party here, to all those people listening. This is sad.
Thank you so much. The overdue resignation of General Flynn last evening does not resolve this matter. I want to make that clear because I've been trying to get my chairman of the Judiciary Committee to hold a hearing immediately today, certainly not later than tomorrow. What did President Trump knew, and when did he know it? What did Vladimir Putin know, and when did he knew it? How is it possible that the White House counsel knew this for about 3 whole weeks and did nothing?
Oh, my God. They just threw him up there. Poor man. I mean, he's close to 90. Okay, I think he's 87 right now. But I watched that and I thought to myself, my God, that's the Democrat Party. That's the Democrat Party. And it's sad. The fact that they trot out this literally, he's an old man. There's no other way of saying it. They trot him out. They give him a prepared statement. And, dude, he can't even read it. He literally can't. He struggles just to read English. My God. I think it's time for this man to maybe retire. I mean, but that's your Democrat Party. Okay? They have become irrelevant. They have become really a joke. I mean, they're a joke, honestly. So, but we're going to have to fight every day. Every single day now. Every single day is war. So if you thought that winning was enough, it's not. We see that now, that every day is going to be a fight, every day is going to be a struggle. And so to all my listeners out there, strap up. All right, we're out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, and also like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.